I'd strongly like to encourage you to view the original video first, just as a frame of reference. So if you need some help finding that, go to www.asp.net, scroll down a little bit and find the How Do I videos on ASP.NET Ajax. Click on that link. You want video number 3, How Do I Use the ASP.NET Ajax Cascading Dropdown Control Extender. That's the video that you want to watch first. So assuming that you've gone ahead and watched that video, let's fire up Visual Web Developer Express. Say, create a new Ajax-enabled website. Now, since we're going to be grabbing the values out of a database, I have a SQL Express MDF file here on my desktop, and I'm going to go ahead and drag that off of my desktop and into my app underscore data folder. Now, before we start programming, let's go ahead and have a look at the tables in this database. Notice that there are 3 tables: cars, car models, and model colors. If we look at the data in the first, actually let's go ahead and look at the table data. You'll notice that we just have a list of car makes. So Acura, Audi, BMW, and each one has a numerically unique identifier. Then if we go ahead and look at the car models data, you'll notice that there's a model ID and a model name, and each model has a unique identifier, but also has a car ID, which is an external index into the cars file. So there's a one-to-many relationship between cars and car models, as there is a one-to-many relationship between car models and model colors. So you notice, remember that cars, the cars ID number 1 was a reference to Acura cars, and there are 3 different models named numbered 1, 2, and 3. And here are the model names. So there's Acura Integra, Acura RL, Acura TL, etc. Likewise, if we go look at the data for the model colors table, each color has a unique identifier, but different models can have multiple colors. So in this case, this model has 4 colors. This Acura Integra comes in 3 colors. So there's a one-to-many relationship between cars and car models, and car models and car colors, and that relationship defines the cascading nature of the bound drop-down lists by virtue of the cascading drop-down control extender. So now we can go out and shell out the basics of our user interface. So I'm going to hop into design mode in my default.aspx page. We're just going to center justify just for the purposes of the demo. Then I'm going to insert a 3-column table. In the first column, we're just going to use this for some text. So make model and color. And I'm going to right align this column and left align the column where the drop-down lists will go. And then this center column is just a spacer, so I'll shrink that down a little bit. Now, I can go into my standard ASP.NET controls and grab a drop-down list control, drop that into my page. We'll worry about the configuring data later. And then just copy and paste so they're all the same width. Now, I want to hop over into source mode here and quickly do a little bit of source cleanup. I find formatting to be less than optimal. The other thing that I want to do here is I'm going to use a shorthand version of this, of the XML for the drop-down list definitions. The other thing is I really don't want to use these names that don't make a whole lot of sense. So let's call this one, the first one, DDL for drop-down list makes. And here let's do the formatting as well. And let's call this one DDL models. And the last one of our ASP.NET drop-down controls, let's call it DDL colors. And hop back over into design mode. Now I can hop down here and I can add a cascading drop-down control from our Ajax Control Toolkit tool tab in the Visual Studio toolbox. So I'll grab a cascading drop-down control, drop it on the page, hop over into source mode here, and I don't want to call it cascading drop-down 1, so let's call it CDD for cascading drop-down, makes, run at server. Now the first thing I need to specify is what the target control ID is, and in our case, the target control ID is going to be DDL makes. Next thing we want to tell it is what category is in our cascading dropdowns is this cascading drop-down control responsible for, and this category, of course, is going to be make for the make of the car. Next, we want to provide some prompt text. So this is the text that will appear by default. So we'll say, please select a car make. Now, remember that the values that are going to be retrieved by these extender controls and then populated in the drop-down list controls themselves are going to come out of the database. And we're going to retrieve those by calling methods in a web service. And because the nature of that means that there might be a little bit of a latency, a little delay in between when the control extender makes the call and when the results are returned, we might want to add a loading text. So we'll just say, please wait. You can put the joke of the day or whatever else you like there. Now we need to configure the provider that's going to actually return the data. And we're going to do that through a web service call. So in order to do that, we're going to need to include a web service in our solution. So let's go ahead and add a web service. We'll call it cars service. I'm going to say to place the code in a separate file, use code behind, which is my preferred mechanism. However, in order to program against the tables in the database, we're going to need some adapters. So let's say add a new item and let's generate a data set. We'll call it DS cars. And this is telling us that, I'll read it quickly, it says, you are attempting to add a data set to an ASP.NET application. For a data set to be generally consumable in your site, it should be placed inside the app underscore code folder. Would you like to place the data set in that folder? So we'll say, yes, please go ahead and do that. It's going to detect that there's only one SQL Express database that's configured, so it's going to give us the option to use that. Or we could create a connection to a SQL Server database that we have access to somewhere. It also asks us if we'd like to save the connection string in our web.config file, which we do want to do. We're going to just use SQL statements rather than stored procedures. I'm going to click the Advanced tab here, and I want to get rid of Generate, Insert, Update, and Delete statements, since all we're going to do is use a select statement to pull values out of the tables to populate in the drop-down lists. We don't care about Insert, Update, and Delete, and we don't want to generate extraneous code that's going to be hanging around our solution and never be used. Now I can use the Query Builder. First, we're interested in the cars table, so let's go ahead and add that. And we want the car ID and the car name. Let's go ahead and just execute that query. All right, Acura, Audi, BMW. So it looks like that one's working just fine. Let's go ahead and say next. We don't care about filling the data table, and we don't care about creating methods to send updates directly to the database. So we'll just generate a method to return a data table. And we'll call it get all cars. So say next. Looks like everything generated just fine. And there's our first data set. Now we want to go ahead and generate two more data sets, one for the models and one for the colors. So let's go ahead and say we're going to generate a data set. Let's call this one DS car models. Add. This will detect that there's already a SQL connection string in our web.config file and ask us if we'd like to use that connection. So we'll say yes, we use that connection. We're still going to use SQL statements. Click Advanced Options and get rid of Insert, Update, Delete. Now I can use the Query Builder. In this case, we're interested in car models, so let's go ahead and add that table. We're interested in the model ID, the model name, and the car ID. However, we don't want to return all the models. We only want to return the models for the make that's been selected. So let's add a where statement to our select statement here. And we'll say where car ID equal a parameter that contains the car ID. Now let's go ahead and just quickly test that query. So we should get Integra and the RL and TL for the Acura models. So great, that looks like it's working just fine. Let's go ahead and say next. We don't care about filling the table or updating directly to the database. Let's call this get models by car ID. Next, looks like things generated just fine. Super. Now all we need is one more, a data set for our colors table. Let's go ahead and add one more data set. DS model colors, we'll call it. DS model colors. Let's say add. Again, it'll pick up the connection string that already exists in the web.config file and ask us if we'd like to use that. We'll say yes. And then we'll go ahead forward, use SQL statements, click on the Advanced tab, get rid of the additional code generation. Now we can use the Query Builder. We're interested in the colors table, and we want the color ID, the color name, and the model ID. And again, we don't want to return all the colors. We just want to return the colors for the model that has been selected. So we'll say we want to select these from model colors where the model ID is equal to a parameter that contains the model ID. All right, let's go ahead and just try that query out. I don't know exactly what make and model that parameter pertains to, but notice we got some colors back, so it looks like things are working. Let's go ahead, and we don't care about filling the data table or direct database updates. So let's just call this get colors by model ID. And everything looks good. So now we can go ahead and let's save everything. Close down these XSD representations. And now we're ready to write some code in our web service. The first thing that we need to do is, since this is going to be an AJAX callable web service, we need to include the script service attribute in our class definition. So we need to include the attribute system.web.script.services.scriptService. And even though we're not explicitly writing JavaScript code that will be used to call this web service method, or actually these web service methods, because we're going to write three of them, the control extenders will actually be doing the calling for us from the client, so we still need to expose this as a script callable service. If you don't do this, and if you get 500 errors from your client-side code, one of the things that might be happening is that you haven't included this attribute, so the asynchronous JavaScript callable proxies don't get generated. What this actually does is adds an entry to the web.config file to intercept calls to the ASMX file extension and route them through the script handler factory that's provided by the AJAX technology. So the next thing that we're going to need is we're actually going to be returning from these methods a type that's defined in the AJAX control toolkit. So let's say imports. Let's say imports the AJAX control toolkit where that type is defined. We're also going to be going against a SQL Server database, so we're going to need system.data. And it's a SQL Server database, so we're going to need system.data.sqlclient. We're also going to be working with a list object, so let's include system.collections.generic. All right, that should be all we need. And now I can, instead of returning a string, I can return a collection of type cascading dropdown name value pair. We're actually going to need some input parameters here, so let's begin by saying we want a we want the known category values. So obviously this is a web service, so all parameters are passed by value, and we'll say known category values as string. And value to represent the category also as string. Okay, so there's our function, and we don't want this to be called hello world. In fact, we want it to be called get makes. One thing you want to do at this point is to build your application, and obviously this will fail because the return type is not valid, but the reason I want to build right now is because when we generated these data sets, we generated some code under the covers, and we want IntelliSense to be able to pick up that newly generated code so it can help us write the web service methods that are going to be accessing those data sets. So now we should be all set to code against the using IntelliSense against the generated classes for our data sets. Okay, so the first thing we need is a data adapter to the cars table. So let's go ahead and say dim car make adapter. As new DS cars table adapter. And let's see, the next thing we're going to need is a collection of the values. So let's say dim make values for the makes of cars as new list of type cascading drop-down value, drop-down name value. And now I can go ahead and say for each row in a collection that gets returned by the table adapter. Oops, what did I do here? Return from the method getAllCars. Now we can say make values, add one to the collection, and what we're going to add here is a new cascading name value that we're going to create from the car name and car ID that should exist in each of the rows that are returned from the getAllCars method call. So, to do this, we're going to say row car name, and we want to be looking at that as a string. And we also want the car ID, so we'll call that car ID, and let's see, okay, and then of course we can now return, rather than a string, we can return the make values, but we want to return them as an array, so let's do that. Now we can go back over into our default.aspx page and go down to where we started defining our cascading dropdown, and we can specify a service path because we've created one, and we're going to use cars service. And we'll also specify a service method. And the service method that we're going to call is getMakes. So let's go ahead and run what we've got so far. Now, we've only included one cascading dropdown control extender, and we've only implemented one of the web service methods, right? But that method is populating the first of the three dropdowns. So now we need to implement the two other service methods so that we can configure two additional cascading dropdown control extenders. So back over into our web service code. And here we're going to use the magic of cut and paste to create another web method, and this one's not going to be getMakes, it's going to be getModels. And let's go full screen here. There's a couple of different things we're going to have to do here. So the first thing is we're going to need to take we're going to need to be concerned with what the category that's being passed in is. So in this case, we're going to return models. So in order to do that, we're going to have to check and see if what got passed in is a category that's in the known categories values. You could probably skip this piece, but it's probably not a good idea. You could just sort of make the assumption that whatever gets passed in will be, you know, one of the known category values. But we're going to do it the right way. So we'll dim up a known values dictionary called KV as string dictionary equals, and here we're going to use cascading dropdown and a static method parse known value strings, parse known category value strings, and we're just going to pass in the known category values. And that doesn't want to be a string, of course, it wants to be a string dictionary. Next, I need to dim up a make ID. And now we can find out if what we got is expected. So we can say, if not, KV contains key. And the key that we're looking for here is make. So or not int32 try parse KV make ID. Then one more paren. All right. Then we could say if we didn't find if the category that got passed in isn't one of the known ones, then we've got problems. Just go ahead and return nothing. That's an error. Then we can say if car model adapter, and you could use generic names. I think it just makes more sense to specify context-sensitive names so we know exactly what's going on here. And We need to use ds car model adapter. And get cars by car ID. And we'll pass in the make ID that we should have gotten here in this code. So model values as list of new. Cascading drop-down name value, and we don't want car name, we want model name and model ID. Now we can wire up the second cascading drop-down list. So let's use the magic of cut and paste. Cut and paste a second version in. Call it CDD models. Now the target control ID is going to be DDL models. In this case, we're also going to have a parent. And the parent control ID is specified. That's how the controls know where to get the value to pass in to the service method call. So DDL models is the target, and DDL makes is the parent, and instead of get makes, we want to get models. Let's just go over in our service and make sure that that's what we called it, get models. Okay. Now let's go ahead and fire off our application in so much as we've written at this point. So select a car, a make. Now we should have models populated, so those are the Audi models. Let's select the BMW models. Those are the BMW models. So we're two-thirds of the way there. Now all we need to do is implement the third and last web method, and this is the easier one because it's almost the same as the second one. It's not going to be get models, it's going to be get colors. And the keys that we're looking for is model instead of make. And we're looking for color instead of model. And we're looking for the color adapter, so let's change the names to be appropriate. We're also not looking for the DS car models, but instead we're looking for the DS car model colors table adapter. And the method that we're looking for is get colors by model ID, which will be this guy. And then back here in our default.aspx page, of course, we need to wire up a third instance of the cascading drop-down control, which we'll name CDD colors, and get that right, CDD colors. And the target is going to be DDL colors. the parent is going to be DDL models. Remember, that's where how it knows where to get the value to pass into the service method. And instead of get models, oop, I've been doing the wrong one here. So we'll make this CDD colors. Colors. Models. The category is going to be color. And this actually won't work if we don't change this category to model. And our method name is going to be getColors. Let's also change the prompt text. So, DDLColors is the target, DDLModels is the parent, the category is color, getColors is the method. So now let's go ahead and fire up the demo for the last time and select a make. Let's choose a BMW 7 Series. So pewter beige, gloss black. Pick another one, Series 7. Ooh, yelping yellow. Pick Audi, an S4, flat black or rapid red. So there you have it. There's the demonstration that many of you have asked for of using the cascading drop-down control extender, only using a SQL Server or SQL Express database as the data source for the values that are to be populated in the drop-down controls themselves. And as you can see, it's almost as easy to go against the database as it is to go against XML files as your data source. So now you're ready to go dynamically to use dynamic updating of your drop-down lists from pulling the data from a SQL Server or SQL Express database.